The Sound of Rain, Randy Thompson. The news sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there'd be no us. And for that, they're forever grateful. This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Both Democrats and Republicans are expressing frustration with President Biden's pardoning of his son, Hunter.
The White House says this was not an easy decision for President Biden. It's one that he wrestled with because while he believes in the nation's justice system, he also believes that politics had been infected into the decisions about his son, Hunter's criminal cases. And as he put it, it led to a miscarriage of justice.
ABC's Karen Travers. The Biden administration is surging aid to Ukraine ahead of the handoff to President-elect Trump, the Pentagon announcing an additional $725 million in aid for Ukraine today. That's nearly twice the value of its previous package. The Republican-led House panel that spent nearly 2 years digging into the origins of COVID-19 has released its final report, saying it believes COVID most likely emerged from a research lab in Wuhan, China. The Supreme Court debated today whether the FDA unlawfully rejected flavored e-cigarettes over youth addiction concerns. This is ABC News. The 2024 hurricane season is officially over.
Following Hurricane Beryl, which made landfall along the Gulf Coast of Texas, a half a million people remained without power a week after it hit. Hurricane Helene walloped North Carolina so hard they had to use mules to get supplies to people trapped around Asheville. Those were two of the five major hurricanes to hit the U.S. this season. There were 18 storms in all, 11 of them strong enough to earn names. In fact, it was such a busy season, we almost used up the entire list of names. Only Tony, Valerie, and William are left. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The search continues off the coast of Alaska after a ship capsized with five people on board. Officials say the vessel faced rough conditions when the Mayday call was sent early Sunday. Oxford Dictionary's got a new word of the year for 2024, brain rot. Defined as the supposed deterioration of a person's mental or intellectual state, especially viewed as a result of overconsumption of material considered to be trivial. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Mostly cloudy tonight with isolated flurries early, then partial clearing later and a low of 15. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 29. Winds will be west, becoming southwest 5 to 13. And mostly cloudy and breezy tomorrow night with a low of 23. Winds southwest 10 to 17. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the east northeast at 5 miles per hour, making it feel like it's 12 degrees outside. But our current temperature is actually 20 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Dane County judge has struck down Wisconsin's Act 10 law, restoring collective bargaining rights for public workers across the state. Earlier this year, Judge Jacob Frost had ruled that parts of the law were unenforceable. Today's ruling strikes down the part of Act 10, which barred collective bargaining rights for public workers in 2011. David Prosser, who rose to become Speaker of the Wisconsin Assembly before an 18-year tenure on the state Supreme Court that was marked by a heated altercation with another justice, has died. Prosser's family said today that he died Sunday at age 81 after battling cancer for several months. A Republican, Prosser served 18 years in the state assembly, the last two as speaker, before serving the same amount of time on the state Supreme Court. He retired from the court in 2016. Prosser got into a physical altercation with Chief Justice Ann Walsh Bradley in 2011 when they were arguing in her office about the court's ruling that would uphold the anti-union law known as Act 10. A recent Broadband Now report found that Wisconsin is one of the worst states in the country when it comes to broadband internet access. According to the findings, less than 80% of residents had access to broadband or high-speed internet, ranking the state 45th for access. State officials have been undertaking efforts to increase access, including hundreds of millions of dollars in funding for broadband infrastructure projects. Many of those projects are still in the construction phase and may not be completed for a couple of years. Wisconsin farmers are losing hope that a new farm bill or an extension on the current farm bill will be approved during the final days of the year. The United States Congress will return to session Tuesday with about 2 weeks to approve another farm bill extension or a new farm bill entirely, but experts believe there will be no movement on the bill until the next Congress. The bill was a major topic in the final days of Wisconsin's Senate race and provides support for the farming industry, like crop insurance and sustainable farming assistance. Gas prices fell 8.3 cents over the last week. The average in Wisconsin today is $2.77 per gallon. This is 8.5 cents lower than a month ago and over 15 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Areas around the Great Lakes may have seen prices go up just before traveling commenced around the Thanksgiving holiday. However, most of the nation saw prices holding stable or decline slightly, with the national average near the lowest level seen since 2021. Officials at Gas Buddy say the weeks ahead should feature slight drops in most areas. You should see gas for $2.99 or less through the holiday shopping season. Potential impacts from tariffs are something to watch for, though they would have no effect until late January if implemented at all. A man is in custody after a Thanksgiving Day stabbing in Toma. Police said that a 33-year-old man was arrested after a stabbing victim was brought to a hospital in Toma late Thursday night with life-threatening injuries. The person who was stabbed was then taken to a larger hospital for more advanced care. The man who was arrested is suspected of attempted first-degree intentional homicide and is being recommended for several charges. Police said that as their investigation continues, there may be more arrests. A driver was trapped in his vehicle as the result of a rollover crash. Early Thanksgiving morning at approximately 1:15, deputies responded to State Highway 14 just east of Town Line Road for an automated car crash 911 call with no contact made with the driver. Upon deputies' arrival, a vehicle was observed on the north side of the road in the ditch and was overturned on its side. Deputies found Joseph Melchizedek, 35, of Iola, trapped under his vehicle. He was conscious, alert, and speaking to deputies. The area was searched for other passengers, but none were located. It was determined that the vehicle left the roadway and rolled two or three times before coming to a rest. Joseph Melchizedek was taken to UW Health by MedFlight for his injuries. State Highway 14 was shut down while first responders were on scene. The Richland County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Richland Fire Department and Viola EMS, as well as UW MedFlight. Joseph Melchizedek was cited for open intoxicants, suspended registration, failure to maintain control of a vehicle, and failure to wear a seatbelt. A single vehicle crash resulted in an arrest. Last Tuesday morning at approximately 7:45, the Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified of a one-vehicle rollover on State Highway 80 just south of Splinter Lane in the town of Lima. Kaylee M. Edwards, 37, of Livingston, was traveling south on 80 when the vehicle drifted onto the right shoulder and then crossed the center line. Edwards overcorrected her steering, which caused the vehicle to enter the right ditch, crash into a rock wall, and overturn. Edwards and her 11-year-old son were both injured in the crash and transported to Southwest Health Center in Platteville for treatment of their injuries. As a result of the crash, Kaylee Edwards was arrested for operating a motor vehicle while under the influence of a controlled substance with a passenger under the age of 16. Possession of a prescription drug without a prescription, possession of marijuana, possession of heroin, possession of cocaine, possession of fentanyl, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Edwards is also being charged with child endangerment. Gift cards are one of the most popular gifts around the holidays, but be careful when you're buying them. Wisconsin Consumer Protection Director Michelle Reinen says criminals have ways to take money out of those cards if you're not careful. Only buy gift cards directly from the retailer and inspect the cards before you buy them to see if safety features are still in place. And never use a gift card to pay someone over the phone. That's one of the favorite ways for criminals to take your money. Shopping for gifts this holiday season? There are many factors to consider when searching for the perfect present, especially when the recipient is a child. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection encourages shoppers to keep safety in mind while searching for the best holiday deals. When buying for a young child, either in person or online, always check for potential hazards. Look on the packaging or for information posted online about product warnings and age grading. Taking a few moments to review labels might reveal a suggested minimum age or age range for using the product, small parts, sharp edges, magnets, and other choking or suffocation hazards, flame resistance, safety verification from ASTM International. Don't rely on labeling alone. Examine products before purchasing to identify any potential unlabeled hazards, such as projectiles, small batteries, and the risk of breaking, splintering toys can sometimes present unexpected danger. Even if your gift will be given to an older child, ask yourself whether a younger child who also lives in the household might access it. Lastly, consider including safety gear with your gift, like a helmet with a bike or scooter. Every year, many consumers face the common struggle of finding the year's most popular toys still in stock. If your search takes you online, be aware that scammers may take advantage of your gift-giving spirit. Be cautious of unfamiliar websites and sellers, and verify familiar websites are really the platform they appear to be, especially if they advertise popular products at uncommonly low prices. Fake and imposter websites use these tactics to trick you into buying an out-of-stock product, but chances are you won't receive anything and will just send money and your payment information to a scammer. If you do receive something, it will likely be of questionable quality compared to the original item you are seeking to purchase. Never enter your payment information before confirming a website is legitimate, and be skeptical of third-party sellers of otherwise out-of-stock items. For unfamiliar sites, check third-party reviews and search the website name along with the words scam or fraud. For popular sites, verify there are no spelling errors or unusual phrasing in the web address that could indicate a website is being impersonated. It is best to use your credit card to protect your purchase. If you are tricked, you can dispute the charges with your credit card company. For more information and consumer protection resources, or to file a complaint, visit DadCap's Consumer Protection webpage at consumerprotection.wi.gov or contact the Consumer Protection Hotline at 1-800-422-7128 or DATCP Hotline at wisconsin.gov. The final winners in the Ithaca Football Boosters calendar raffle held in November were Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, Jim Spalding; Friday, November 29th, Holly Nelson; and Saturday, November 30th, Adam Kirschbaum. The first two winners in the Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle are Sunday, Chris Fry, and today's winner, Mike Andreessen.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Pauline P. Polly Tishner, 93, of Spring Green, died Tuesday at home following an illness. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 9:30 until the time of mass at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Pauline P. Polly Tishner, 93, of Spring Green. Forrest J. Frosty Hagenaugh, 74, of Hillsboro, died November 18th at Bluffview Memory Care in Holman. A graveside gathering with military rites will take place Wednesday at 11 at the Mount Vernon Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow at the Hillsboro Firemen's Community Center in Hillsboro. In lieu of flowers, memorials would be appreciated to an animal shelter or humane society. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting the family with arrangements for Forrest J. Frosty Hagenaugh, 74, of Hillsboro. Shirley Jean Tally Gruber, 84, of Spring Green, died Wednesday at Greenway Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Burial will be Friday at 10 at the Norway Grove Cemetery, DeForest. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Shirley Jean Tally Gruber, 84, of Spring Green. Richard Rick Meixelsperger, 71, of Spring Green, died Friday. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will follow at the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. Luke's Catholic Church Friday from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, a memorial will be established in Rick's memory. Richard Rick Meixelsperger, 71, of Spring Green. Kathy Cox, 67, of Richland Center, died at the Richland Hospital Saturday. A gathering of family and friends will be held Saturday from noon until 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A private family burial will be held at a later date at the Basswood Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Kathy Cox, 67, of Richland Center.
Walsh's Ace knows that window screens can get punctured or torn. Let Walsh's Ace repair your torn or punctured screen. The experts at Walsh's have the know-how. If you're looking for paint, the Ace Paint Department at Walsh's Ace has state-of-the-art equipment that can color match anything you have to paint. You can count on Walsh's Ace for everything, from screens to paint. Walsh's Ace in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, relatively quiet weather across the region this afternoon. Of course, we've had some clouds and stray flurries. Really nothing important happening through tomorrow. We will see a strong cold front blast through the area Wednesday afternoon. Could be a few snow showers associated with that. Also, some high winds barreling down across the region Wednesday into Wednesday night. Could be gusting up to 40 miles an hour, so please be careful traveling. And if a few snow showers come through, that snow is going to get blown around and reduce the visibility as well. Now, behind that, it's going to be quite cold Wednesday night into Thursday. Temperatures about 15 degrees below normal. We should see a quick rebound, though, for the weekend as milder air flows back in from the southwest. Could actually push our temperatures back above normal by Sunday. There is a bit of a weather system tracking through northern Wisconsin Friday night, early Saturday. Could bring that area a little bit of snow. Around here, the next chance of precipitation would come late Sunday and Sunday nights. Could initially be in the form of light rain with the warm air around, possibly converting to a little bit of light snow by Monday. Here's that forecast now for tonight. Mostly cloudy with some isolated flurries possible early, then partial clearing later. Low temperature about 15, northwest wind near 5. Partly sunny tomorrow, high near 29 degrees. West wind turning southwest 5 to 13. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy and breezy, low 23, southwest wind 10 to 17. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, very windy and milder, with a few snow showers possible, high close to 37. The wind northwest at 15 to 30, gusting up to 40 miles an hour. The outlook for Thursday, partly cloudy, breezy, and colder, low 12 degrees with a high of only 23. Friday, a few peaks of sun, low 11, high 29. Saturday, mostly cloudy early, then a bit more sunshine and warmer, low 17, high 37. Sunday's high 43 with a chance of light showers by night. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great evening.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's partly cloudy and 20 degrees after a high today of 22 and a morning low of 11. Yesterday's high was 21 and we received a trace of flurries. Record high set back in 1982 was 65 degrees with a record low of 12 below set back in 1886. Last year's high was 37 with a low of 31. Sunset took place tonight at 4:27 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:16. Winds are out of the east-southeast at 5 miles per hour, creating a wind chill of 13. Our barometric reading is 30.42, and we received an eighth of an inch of snow today. Once again, our current temperature is 20 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. Phil Nee has a look at tonight's high school events.
For a Monday night, there are several area basketball games. Cashton at Independence Gilmanton and Girls Hoops, and Southwestern at Potosi Cassville among them. In boys basketball this evening, Kickapoo is at Hillsboro. It's also Potosi at Mineral Point, Cuba City at Galena, Scales Mound at Benton, New Lisbon at Weston, Wazika Steuben at Southwestern, Iowa Grant is at Highland, Boscobel at Lafarge, and Riverdale visits Ithaca. I talked to Riverdale coach Chris Kenyon about facing the Bulldogs.
You know, I did get film for from their Royal game the other night, so I do have that. Kind of thankful to be able to get that, because with new coaching staff, you never know how much they're going to change, and or if they're going to change everything or some things or whatever. So, you know, they're obviously a very athletic team. And, you know, they had a very tough opener with Royal, which is going to be one of the best teams in the state this year. So that's a tough opener to have.
Riverdale coach Chris Kenyon. Aaron Hipsch is in his first year of head coaching duties with the Ithaca Bulldogs. I ask him about the Riverdale game.
I obviously, you know, you watch the Seneca game film, but they have a lot of new faces from last year. Looking at the film, it looks like they like to mix in a 2-3 zone along with their man. And from what it looks like, they do have very active hands in their 2-3 zone. So ball security, again, is going to be very, very important for us for this one.
Ithaca hosts Riverdale tonight in area boys basketball. We'll have the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show beginning around 7 o'clock. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
What do you look for in an insurance agency?
Is it service or premium or both? Those are two good reasons to call Schwartz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwartz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer any questions and help you deal with any issues that may arise. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind insurance protection.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team jumped 4 places from number 15 to number 11 in this week's Associated Press Top 25 Men's College Basketball poll. In that poll, Kansas continues to hold the number one ranking in the poll. Auburn is pushing the Jayhawks after winning the Maui Invitational and checked in at number 2. Two-time reigning national champion UConn nearly fell out entirely after an 0-3 week at Maui, falling from number 2 to number 25. The Southeastern Conference had 3 of the top 4 teams, with number 3 Tennessee and number 4 Kentucky behind the Tigers. The poll featured 6 new teams, headlined by number 13 Oregon, number 16 Memphis, and number 18 Pittsburgh. The Wisconsin men's basketball team will bring one of the best records in the country into the Kohl Center Tuesday night when it opens the Big Ten season against Michigan. The Badgers ripped Chicago State in a non-conference one-sided battle on Saturday, 74-53. Coach Greg Gard's team is 8-0 and has compiled the program's best one-loss record to start a season in 10 years. John Tonji led the scoring with 22 points. The next stop for the Bucks in the NBA's midseason tournament is Tuesday at Detroit. Saturday, Giannis Antetokounmpo returned to the lineup, refreshed after missing the previous game. He put up his 3rd triple-double in the last 6 contests, leading Milwaukee to a 124-114 win over the Washington Wizards. Antetokounmpo scored 41 points and had a dozen rebounds and 11 assists. Damian Lillard chipped in 25 with 10 assists. The Wizards' losing streak grew to 14 straight. The Badgers football program is searching for answers after a lost season. The team's final record fell to 5-7 following a 24-7 loss to Minnesota last Friday. The Gophers have whipped UW 3 times in the last 4 meetings. Coach Luke Fickell's team was dominated as it closed the season on a 5-game losing streak. Minnesota rolled up 374 total yards to just 166 for the Badgers, holding the football for nearly 34 minutes of time of possession. The New York Mets have added Frankie Montas to their depleted rotation, agreeing to a $34 million 2-year contract with the veteran right-hander. A person familiar with the negotiations confirmed the deal to the AP on conditions of anonymity because the agreement was subject to a successful physical. The 31-year-old Montas is slated to make $17 million in each year of the contract. He can opt out after the 2025 season. Montas went 7-11 with a 4.84 ERA in 30 starts for the Cincinnati Reds and the Milwaukee Brewers this year. The next set of college football rankings will be released Tuesday night under heavy scrutiny before the final bracket is set on Sunday. It will be one last chance to see just how much the selection committee loves the Southeastern Conference. The best gauge will be whether Miami, which suffered its 2nd loss over the weekend, is placed behind any or all three SEC teams with three losses. Alabama, Mississippi, and South Carolina, all of which are coming off wins. Whatever happens, the SEC is likely to have at least five teams in the 12-team field when the final brackets come out. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mark your calendars for December 7th and make plans to attend the Spring Green Country Christmas. You'll see several unique items to admire and the annual Spring Green Country Christmas Craft Bazaar, which is presented by the River Valley High School boys basketball team. The event is held in the River Valley High School gymnasium from 8 until 2. Maybe you'd like to be a vendor. Contact Darby Blakely at 608-588-2554, extension 2001. River Valley High School boys basketball team looks forward to seeing you at its annual Country Christmas Bazaar. Saturday, December 7th from 8 until 2.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Cattle and corn are mixed Monday. Soybeans finished higher and hogs closed lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were down modestly. Development weather in most of South America continues to look non-threatening to favorable. China bought 134,000 tons of U.S. beans ahead of the open, the third business day in a row with an announced sale. January was down 4 1/4 at 9.85 and a quarter. March beans were 5 lower at 9.91. January soybean meal was down $4 at 287.90. January soybean oil was 32 points lower at 41.42. Corn was narrowly mixed, monitoring weather in Argentina and Brazil, with the trade expecting a large combined crop. There was some support from the solid demand for feed, fuel, and export use. December Chicago was down a half at 432.5. December Kansas City was 3/4 lower at 439. And wheat was modestly lower. U.S. winter wheat conditions are generally good, and harvest is advancing in Argentina and Australia. On the bullish side of things, Russia is expected to put a tight quota on wheat exports starting next year, expected to be in February. March Chicago was down 3/4 at 547.25. March Kansas City was 1/4 lower at 540.5. March Minneapolis wheat was down 4 at 587.75. Live cattle were mostly lower, and feeders were down sharply on overbought signals out of this week's direct cash cattle business. Brent Barnett has more on that in just a moment. February live was down 70 at 187.92, and April was 65 lower at 190.12. January feeders were down 262 at 256.85. March feeders were $3.07 lower at 255.55. And with pork sharply higher at midday on Monday, February hogs were up $1.62 at $87.95. April lean was $1.72 higher at $92.47. Brent Barnett has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this.
GHX is changing the entire seed experience to maximize your yield potential. And we have the numbers to prove it. Across 11 trials in Wisconsin, new G03-U08D brand out-yielded DeKalb DKC5218 by an 11.2 bushel per acre average in 2024. Give more local yield results at goldenharvestseeds.com/cornyield.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Cash cattle trade activity had a typically quiet start to the week. Show lists this week are somewhat higher in Texas and higher in Kansas and Nebraska, Colorado. Bids and asking prices didn't service on Monday, and significant trade volume is likely to be delayed until midweek or later. Box beef closed higher. Choice was up $2.49 at $313.01. Select was $2.70 higher at $277. Estimated cattle slaughter was 117,000 head. Cash hog prices closed steady to higher with just a handful of negotiated purchases. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 18 cents with a base range of 78 to 87.25 and weighted average price of 83.97. The Western Corn Belt was up 58 cents with a weighted average of 83.97. Estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head, even on the week, and up more than 2,000 on the year. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place. Hunting. Searching. Scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. The National Farmers Union is looking at how possible changes to federal tax policy might impact farmers. NFU President Rob LaRue.
First of all, we're always going to be looking at whether or not any tax cuts or any pay-fors, if you will, for these policies are going to impact family farmers and ranchers. So we're going to be watching that very closely.
More news is next.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
A economist at the American Soybean Association says a recent study found wide use of seed treatments across the U.S. Jackie Holland tells Brownfield.
They are an easy and kind of low-contact way of ensuring plant health during the early periods of soybean development when the crop is most susceptible to damage from pests.
A search is underway for the next director of the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. Board President Ryan Priester tells Brownfield.
We're excited to see who's out in the industry and who can help lead us. Hopefully have someone hired here in the first quarter of next year or sooner.
And the USDA says the amount of corn used for ethanol production during October 2024 was slightly less than October 2023. More news at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Improved crop protection. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield,
a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience. Enlist field specialist Andy Carriger says flexibility is huge when it comes to managing weeds and insects. He tells Brownfield Enlist corn products offer multiple herbicide tolerances and better defense against above and below ground pests. More after this.
The old way of doing things makes sense for some things, like a hot dog at the game. The old ways don't make sense if you expect more yield out of your acres, because there's a new way to unlock the full potential of your field, and it starts when you plant Enlist corn. With four robust trait tolerances, glyphosate and glufosinate, plus 2,4-D choline and FOP, it unleashes ultimate weed control flexibility with multiple modes of action to fight weeds. See what's possible for your fields at enlist.com/corn. Farming comes with trade-offs. An extra pass means dinner in the cab. An early morning becomes a late night. Unnecessary restrictions turn into headaches. But when you make Enlist herbicides the foundation of your herbicide program, the trade-offs will be in your favor. Effective weed control that's ready to work when you are. Flexible tank mix options and neighbor-friendly applications. All without the need to jump through hoops. See what you'll gain with America's most trusted herbicide system protecting your Enlist E3 soybean fields at Enlist.com.
Agriscience Enlist field specialist Andy Carriger says Enlist corn provides improved protection against difficult weeds and insects.
First of all, planting Enlist corn brings four herbicide tolerances into play, and they can get some great weed management flexibility with an application window for late season broadleaf weeds. So a couple points along that is that Enlist corn provides herbicide tolerances, four different modes of action of tolerance, robust tolerance to 2,4-D choline, FOP herbicides, glufosinate, and glyphosate. With these trait tolerances, farmers can spray Enlist herbicides on Enlist corn without worrying about any type of crop injury like twisting or brittleness, as they've seen in the past with traditional 2,4-D applications on a non-Enlist traited corn. With the trait tolerance in the corn, farmers can apply the herbicides up to 30 inches tall or through the V8 growth stage, whichever comes first, allowing for late season broadleaf control. Basically, they can treat the corn with Enlist herbicides when they need to, not when they have to. And so farmers who plant the Enlist corn also get additional defense against corn rootworm for above ground and below ground insect protection with four seed Enlist corn products. Additionally, PowerCore Enlist corn provides next level above ground insect protection. And so in addition to the four herbicide tolerances mode of action, Boar Seed Enlist corn offers six insect protection modes of action for enhanced protection on corn rootworm acres. And studies have proven that Boar Seed corn can reduce an adult emergence of western corn rootworm and northern corn rootworm by approximately 99%, helping mitigate some of these population problems in the future. PowerCore Enlist corn offers three distinct modes of action for above ground pests, including European corn borer, fall armyworm, and southwestern corn borer. And with the powerful combination of the improved weed control and all the new insect control, farmers who plant Enlist corn products get better plant health, cleaner fields, and maximize return on investment.
Visit Enlist.com to learn more. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Black Friday is here. Living room sets starting at $699.99. Plus, free Pillow Cube kids pillows with any mattress purchase. Shop now at A-Plus Furniture.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is Heather from the Creative Outlet, where we have clothing with 6 tag colors on sale every day.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Your community, your music, your favorite dining spot.
Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Was Sawyer Brown with God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. A little bit of music to start getting everybody into the holiday spirit. We're going to be doing that starting now. And today was the first day we started up our Christmas music. Play it a little bit at once. We're going to gradually work into it as we and have more and more music on the Christmas side as we get close to the Christmas day. And good evening. I'm Tim Thede, and hoping you're having a good Monday. Start of another work week. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving weekend. I know it's kind of a bummer going back and getting back to another 5-day work week after the holidays, but you know, it's every year we survive, so hopefully, though, you had a great day and kept warm today. We did have a high of 22 today, but now our temperature is 20 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. And you can measure the elements, celebrate the seasons, thanks to Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, because we are able to use our snow stick today. That's sponsored by Pratt's. And it said we had an eighth of an inch of accumulation. I thought we weren't supposed to get any. That's what the forecast was yesterday. But it all goes to show how weather can change in Wisconsin. But hopefully everybody got around okay. It wasn't too much, but hopefully it didn't make anybody's day a bad one. Just wanted to let you know that there is a gift tree, and a giving tree, I should say, that is set up at Royal Bank in Lone Rock for anyone who would like to take a tag from the tree and purchase the Christmas gift for a veteran in a nursing home nearby. Also, Richland Center's Rotary Lights in the Parks is going on. It's going on from now until New Year's Eve. The exhibit will be open each night with walkthroughs from 6 to 6:50 and drive-throughs from 7 to 9. However, please note, new this year, the first three Mondays, and that would be tonight, and then on the 9th and on the 16th, will be drive-through only. Also, Santa and Mrs. Claus will be on hand every Friday and Saturday.
Christmas treasures on WRCO Radio are a gift to you and your family from the WCCU Credit Union and Joan Chevrolet.
Christmas through the eyes of a child. Pure wonder, pure joy. Let's all rediscover that magic this season. See the world with fresh eyes and an open heart. Let Christmas bring out the child in you.
The Jones family sincerely thanks you for your business. It's the wish of everyone here at Jones Chevrolet and Napa Auto and Truck Parts that each and every one of you has a wonderful holiday season with family and friends. Jones Chevrolet and Napa are committed to quality, service, and savings to Southwest Wisconsin now and in the new year. We look forward to seeing you soon. Merry Christmas from Jones Chevrolet and Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center and Boscobel.
From a neighbor in need to a stranger you'll never meet, Christmas is a time for kindness. Your generosity can change lives this season. Let's share the true spirit of Christmas together.
Get into the holiday spirit with WCCU Credit Union as we celebrate the season of giving. Shop your local businesses, donate to area food pantries, and support organizations who collect toys to bring joy to many. Also, join WCCU by wearing red on Fridays to remember everyone deployed and contribute to our care packages for local troops. From all of us at WCCU, best wishes for a safe and joyous holiday season.
Christmas treasures, celebrating the real reason for the season, are sponsored on WRCO Radio by Jones Chevrolet and the WCCU Credit Union.
We still talk, but we don't see eye to eye anymore. We don't even try. Is the love that was there all but gone? Is there something I've done wrong? Is the fire still burning in your heart? I feel cold and I'm lost here in the dark. Tell me the truth, no need for you to lie. Is this the way you say goodbye? There's no easy way. I could read. sitting face to face. Tell me, why does this seem so out of place? Will you walk away, never tell me why? Is this the way you say goodbye? There's no easy way, it's gonna be hard to take. If you tell me what I'm feeling inside, are we about to fall? Are we gonna lose it all? Oh, I wish I could read your mind. Is this your way of saying you're no longer still? Is this the way you say goodbye? Will you walk away and never tell me why? Is this the way you say?
That you walked into that bar that night under those neon lights. From the moment that you touched me, I was hoping that you'd love me forever and ever, for all time. Didn't know that I'd been so blind, but you opened my eyes. Looking for someone I can spend it with.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A new nomination for President-elect Trump today, announcing Warren Stevens as his choice to serve as the United States Ambassador to the United Kingdom. Stevens was a major Trump donor, giving millions of dollars to Trump's super PAC. Details about President Biden's decision to pardon his son, Hunter Biden, ahead of his sentencing this month on federal gun-related charges.
We know that the president had talked to his family about this potential pardon over the weekend. Senior staff was informed on Saturday night that there was a possibility that he would do this, and he made up his mind yesterday.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle denouncing the pardon. The Supreme Court heard oral arguments today on whether the FDA should continue to be able to ban certain flavored e-cigarettes. Conservative justices questioned whether vape makers had fair notice on FDA requirements, while liberals supported the agency's actions. Lake effect snow slamming the Great Lakes, seven states, Wisconsin to New York, under snow alerts today. This is ABC News. The U.S. Navy says it defended American ships from an attack by an Iranian-backed terrorist group. The Pentagon says two Navy destroyers.